I'm Abigail Galvan. Welcome to EWTN Pro-Life Weekly.
And we are now the fastest growing diaper company America has ever seen.
We launched the very first Pro-Life perfume.
Cheers, Defia.
Cheers, thank you.
From what you drink in the morning to what you wear, businesses are going pro-life.
We're unapologetically for life.
The companies that support life in their values, messaging, products, and their commitment to their communities.
We support quite a few local pregnancy centers.
Plus, two pregnancy centers share insights on how every donation supports new families.
Donations show our moms that somebody out there who doesn't know them loves them.
On this special episode of EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, we give you ideas for how you can support life while checking off that Christmas list. A fashion show that supports life. A clothing company called Culture of Life showcases its dresses, shirts, jewelry, and more each year at Liberty University in Virginia. This Advent season, we bring you a special show highlighting businesses that build a culture of life. As you cross off that Christmas shopping list, here are some ways you can maximize your purchasing power to support life. First up is Culture of Life 1972. The name honors the last year every American child had a right to life, the year before Roe v. Wade. Known by their fans, the Life Tribe, as COL, the company donates a portion of its profits to crisis pregnancy centers, adoption agencies, and life-affirming causes. I had the chance to speak with Carla Nicole, who founded COL 1972, with her three daughters who love fashion and want everyone to stay well-dressed and life-obsessed. Carla, we're so excited to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to launch Culture of Life 1972?
We discovered in 2018 that there were over 100 brands that gave back to the abortion industry. And when you look at the numbers, they're giving millions of dollars to abortion clinics all over our state, which is killing thousands of America's children each year. So we, as a family, felt that we could not support these clothing brands. And Culture of Life 1972 was birthed to counter what the fashion world was doing. The fashion industry is a very dark, oppressed industry. It's very anti-God, anti-faith. You don't need to walk into too many stores to see that they're promoting sexuality. They're promoting hypersexuality. Now they're beginning to promote confused genderism. They are promoting sex before marriage.
Many groups in the pro-life movement focus on assisting mother and child once the baby exists and beyond, but your company gets ahead of that by promoting chastity and modesty. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of this?
Absolutely. We think that abstaining from sexual activity until God's plan is inside of the safety of marriage is vital. And actually, this is one of our biggest talking points for the pro-life movement. We understand that if families and pastors and youth pastors and preach are sharing the joy of sex inside of marriage and waiting for God's plan, that will actually deter a lot of pregnancies that are unplanned. So yes, when we speak at youth groups, when we speak at universities, we talk about chastity and the importance of that.
That's incredible.
And we also have modest products. You'll look on our website. We say that everything is mommy and daddy, family, God approved. And we hope that you'll discover that as well when you go to look at our website.
That's great. And can you talk to us a little bit about the pro-life activities or organizations that COL supports?
So we tend to support Bartow Family Resources, Life Turning Point LLC, which is in Philadelphia, and Blue Ridge Pregnancy, which is in Virginia. All of these organizations can be found on our website. And then we also use a lot of the dollars that you give to us through your shopping to do free events for youth groups, churches, and even universities.
Now, are there any fan favorites or Christmas specials our viewers should be on the lookout for at your shop?
Yes, we are giving your viewers the code PROLIFE to get 20% off of our entire site. And you can use that as many times as you wish. We are also offering a lot of our very favorites. A lot of the pearls are classics that are on our website, a lot of the cross necklaces. Of course, the COL 1972 t-shirt that I have on has been a bestseller since 2019 when we did launch. This can be worn with our vegan leather pants. This t-shirt can be worn with our pleated midi skirts that you will also see online. It's a very versatile t-shirt. Or, of course, it can just be worn with jeans or many of the joggers that we're now selling, comfortable for our college kids and our moms that are busy and running around. Another bestseller that is brand new that we've been working on for an entire year is our Vita perfume. We are so excited that a couple of months ago, we launched the very first Pro-Life perfume that, of course, gives back to pro-life charities. And again, this is being used at a great conversational piece when someone asks, what is that floral lovely scent that you have on, that you're able to say it is a brand called Vita, Culture of Life, and it gives back to support life. And that is a really great gift that people want to see under their tree this Christmas.
Well, I'm excited to check all of these products out. Carla, Nicole, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your mission.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your mission.
You can view everything Culture of Life Fashion has to offer by visiting col1972.com. And don't forget to use the discount code PROLIFE for 20% off your purchase. That discount is for a limited time only. Our focus on fashion turns now to a major life necessity for parents of newborns, diapers. They can be an expense, but if you know the company you're buying from stands with parents and for life, it makes that purchase all the more valuable. I had the opportunity to speak with the founder of Every Life Diaper Company, which not only gives discounts to pro-life companies buying their products, they also donate to pro-life pregnancy centers in urgent need. Sarah, what helped spark Every Life Diaper Company, and how long have you been in business?
So we started Every Life in July of last year, so we're a little over a year old, and we are now the fastest growing diaper company America has ever seen. And we started Every Life because we realized a group of parents, we came together, and I also became pregnant with my first baby, and it was such a gift, and I was so excited. And I discovered, unfortunately, that every single major diaper company on the market today is supporting abortion, either vocally or financially. So I could not sit on the sidelines and put my money towards these companies that were not supporting my own child and supporting life and every precious life. And so that's why we started Every Life, and we're the hopeful solution. We're the first and only pro-life diaper company on the market today, providing high-performing premium diapers for every single miraculous life.
That's incredible. How else would you say your company is different from well-known diaper brands?
Yeah, so not only do we lead with our pro-life values, we're unapologetically for life, but we also did not compromise in the quality of our products. So I have tried many other brands before we launched Every Life, and I can tell you that it is the best diaper I've ever put on my child. It's high performing, it's clean ingredients, it's supremely soft, it does the job. So parents are raving about the product. The other thing that makes us really different is that we're passionate about giving back. We've already had the opportunity of giving away over three million diapers and over 2.5 million wipes to families that are in urgent need of these supplies, because we're so passionate about supporting the family unit, because we know that strong families create a strong nation.
That's incredible. And on your website, you mentioned the term championing parenthood. What does that mean, and how do you promote parenthood?
It's a great question. We're really passionate about celebrating parenthood. I think we live in a culture today that does not praise the gift of being a parent. And so at Every Life, we're really passionate about supporting parents with quality products. But more than that, we really want to make sure that we are celebrating their new life, that we are a company that's unafraid to talk about the beauty of life, the beauty of becoming a parent. We believe at Every Life that it's the best job that one could ever have. And so we say it everywhere. We're really proud to be a company that supports families, and we do that through our messaging, but we also do that through action. We're really passionate about helping even our employees who end up having children. We want to celebrate that. We give them a $5,000 baby bonus after taxes just because we want to support them as much as we can in such an exciting season.
And that's incredible and incredibly unique. Can you tell us about your Buy for a Cause program? Is it popular during Christmas?
The Buy for a Cause program is incredible. It gives people the opportunity who maybe don't have a baby in diapers, but they love our mission where we're not just changing diapers, we're truly changing lives. They can purchase on our website at everylife.com a whole month's supply of our diapers and wipes and know with a blessed assurance that those bundles are going to go directly to a pregnancy resource center that's facing urgent needs so they can give that supply of diapers to a mom who has chosen life for their baby. And so that's a great way for our community to get involved. And like I mentioned, through our Buy for a Cause program, strategic partnerships, and many different avenues of giving our diapers out, we've had the opportunity to send over 3 million diapers. And I really believe that we're just getting started.
That's amazing. And thank you so much for the incredible work that you do. Know of our prayers for you.
Thank you so much.
To learn more about EveryLife Diapers, their baby shampoo, lotion, and all of their products, visit their website, everylife.com. Gifts don't always come in a box. Sometimes there's that friend or family member who has everything they need. So what do you get someone who has everything? A donation in their name is a great option. How about donating to a pro-life pregnancy center? I spoke with the leaders of two centers that support women from the moment they enter their clinic and even up to 2 years after they give birth. Take a look. Emily and Sonia, thank you so much for joining us. Emily, I'll start with you. Alliance Pregnancy Center provides free and confidential services to women in Ohio. About how many women would you say you serve each year, and what kind of services do you provide?
We serve an average of 2,400 women. We have 2,400 client contacts last year, and we're looking to see that number grow for this year. We're on track for that. We do free pregnancy testing, limited OB ultrasounds. We have STI testing and treatment on our medical clinic. And then we also have our Learning for Life program where we focus on education. And so we provide education on parenting, pregnancy, fatherhood, life skills. And then we have support programs such as our baby boot camp for labor and delivery, our mom-to-mom and dad-to-dad support groups.
That sounds very comprehensive. And Sonia, Mary's Home is just that, a home, not a shelter or transitional housing. Can you explain how Mary's Home works and how many women are you currently helping?
Yeah, so we provide a safe place to live and a holistic program of services for pregnant women who are facing homelessness. So we have two family-style houses right across from each other where a mother comes and she has her own room for her and her child, and then she shares the community spaces with the other women in the home. We have space for three women and their children in each house, so a total of six. And at Mary's Home, we know that when a woman chooses life, it's not the end of the story. She faces a lot of challenges, both during her pregnancy and after she gives birth. And then they just have a lack of support system in general, and they're dealing with the emotions of a pregnancy and a huge life transition, and facing that reality of doing that alone. So we commit to walking deeply with the women in our program through all of these challenges, helping her connect her to whatever support she needs to overcome them. So through our case management program, we're able to ensure that she has access to health care, to mental health care, that she has access to parenting classes, classes to help her navigate pregnancy and labor and delivery. And then we really work with her, accompany her through the goals that she needs to achieve in order to be self-sustainable.
Now, Emily, how do donations help APC, and where does the money go?
The money goes to help all the various focuses that we have. So in the medical clinic, we give out patient education. It goes money will go towards buying medical supplies, paying for labs when we do STI testing. In our education program, which is our Learning for Life program, we use BrightCourse, which is a video-based platform that has over 100 videos, and there are subscription fees that go along with that, and we have donors who have sponsored subscriptions so that we can offer BrightCourse to each one of our clients. Money also goes towards purchasing car seats.
That's great. And Sonia, donations are also needed at Mary's Home. Can you talk about how that helps Mary's Home and any special programs you might have?
Yes. So financial donations is our biggest need at Mary's Home. It also supports about a $300,000 budget that we have. It helps to pay for and maintain the housing that we provide for our moms. It helps provide for some special needs that our moms have if they have some educational costs or if they need legal assistance, things like that, financial assistance helps with. And it also helps provide the staffing accompaniment so that we really can walk deeply with the women's. So your financial donation really has an impact that affects generational change. And most importantly, donations show our moms that somebody out there who doesn't know them loves them without asking for anything in return. And sometimes this is the first time that the women that we work with have experienced that unconditional love. We do have some special in-kind donations that we receive that can really help a mom towards self-sustainability. One of those is that we have received in the past donations of cars. So if somebody is looking to get rid of a car that could last a mom for a few years, that can be a great gift for her to be able to take her child now to daycare and get to and from work and all of the other things that she needs. And then we receive in-kind donations as well. So diapers, clothes for mom, clothes for babies, personal care items, and that sort of thing.
That's incredible. And Emily, you have a boutique at APC where parents can get mommy or daddy bugs. Can you walk us through the system?
Sure, I would love to do that. So in our Learning for Life program, as I mentioned before, our BrightCourse videos is the main platform for that program. Moms will make an appointment and come in to watch a BrightCourse video that pertains to where they are in their pregnancy or in their parenting years. So we have parenting for toddlers, parenting for newborns, babies that are infants up to 12 months, and they focus on a specific topic. After watching the video, they do a pre-test and a post-test after the video. And then our client educator will come in the room and have discussion questions with them on maybe how they can apply what they learned to their style of parenting, to their child. What kind of barriers are they or challenges are they experiencing, and how can this new information help them to overcome some of those challenges? After they have earned their mommy money, they have the option to go into our boutique and go shopping. Our boutique is mainly made up of donations. We have very kind and generous churches that hold baby showers, and the items that we get from the baby showers will go into the boutique. There are clothes, baby food, diapers, formula, toiletries for every member of the household, including baby and moms. And a lot of times a mom will come in and she will earn $7 after watching that video. She can walk into the boutique and for $2, she can buy two packs of diapers. For a dollar, she can buy a can of formula. She can buy baby wash for her baby. And she has just spent $4 of mommy money. She has another $3 and she can buy two or four outfits. It's two outfits for a dollar. So now she has spent $6 and she has one more dollar to spend, and she's more than welcome to spend that on any other items that we have there. We have, like I said, toiletries, toothbrushes, deodorant, baby wash, baby lotion, and we also give maternity clothes out for free. So a lot of the women will come to the boutique looking for diapers and formula, because especially in the economy that we live in today, it's been of great help to our moms.
I'm sure it has. And finally, to close, Christmas is around the corner. Are you doing anything special for the women that visit your center this time of year? Emily, I'll start with you, and then Sonia, if you could chime in.
We have a very special Christmas celebration that we've held annually since 2014. It comprises a family picture day, which we just did this Saturday. We had 21 families show up. A professional photographer donates her time and talents. And then we give the families a packet of pictures, an 8x10, two 5x7s, and 8 wallet size pictures. And several times on Saturday, we heard clients say that they so appreciate that opportunity. Along with Christmas celebration is a time to go Christmas shopping for every member in their family. We have taught them about the principle of saving money. So we have clients that are coming in weekly and earning money and saving it towards a Christmas celebration. During the celebration, they will spend as much as $3,000 to $4,000 of mommy money. And we'll have as many as 50, 55 clients that come through and shop their brand new toys for every age, gifts up to, you know, teenagers, young adults, men, women, and they're able to buy Christmas presents for everybody in their family.
Yes, we love to make this as much of a family environment as possible. So holidays and Christmas especially is a great opportunity to do that. So we always have a decorating party with Christmas movies and Christmas cookies. We have a couple of volunteers that are going to come in and do Christmas caroling with our moms. And we also have a really great gift of churches nearby that love to contribute Christmas gifts for the moms. One of the churches in particular requests a wish list from our moms of gifts that they want for themselves and for their children. And so they're able to provide a whole Christmas for each of our families where they have gifts to open under the tree. And they also give the moms the gifts for the child and a bunch of wrapping paper so that she can wrap her children's gifts and be able to be a part of providing that for their children as well. So Christmas is a very special time at Mary's home where we're happy to be able to help them celebrate it in a loving environment.
That sounds special indeed. Thank you both ladies for the incredible work that you do. To help women with unplanned pregnancies and support a culture of promising change, you can make a donation to these centers by visiting alliancepregnancycenter.com or Mary's Home at maryshomemaryland.org. Coming up, supporting pro-life causes one cup of coffee at a time. EWTN's Alan Holdren speaks with the founders of Fiat Coffee about how they felt encouraged by their faith to launch a pro-life company. Drink coffee, save lives. 7 Weeks Coffee is an online business that donates 10% of every sale they make to pro-life pregnancy centers, with upwards of 50% of their profits protecting life. Some of their best sellers are called Faith, Hope, and Life Blend. The pro-life business's mission is to promote godly values, provide excellent coffee, and protect every beating heart. We spoke to Anton Kresik, founder of 7 Weeks Coffee, about why he started this pro-life business.
when I had the idea for 7 Weeks Coffee is how do we get our funds, our resources into the hands and feet of the pro-life movement, which is these pregnancy resource centers, these people on the ground in communities across the U.S. Who are actually saving, rescuing children and really coming alongside mothers in crisis.
7 Weeks Coffee has now donated more than $500,000 to pro-life causes, saving an estimated 5,000 unborn lives. Looking for the right balance of God, family, and work, a couple in Kansas is getting creative to help their families spend more time together while also supporting expectant mothers. EWTN correspondent Alan Holdren brings us into an OBGYN doctor's home as he and his wife dig deep into what it means to be pro-life.
Big ideas are brewing here in a garage in Colwich, Kansas, near Wichita. OBGYN Dr. Jordan Meyer and his wife Lindsay are looking to support life inside and outside of their family through a new side hustle.
Welcome to Fiat Coffee.
Thanks,
Jordan.
Good to meet you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Nice to meet you.
Alan, good to meet you guys.
Want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Our first date was at a coffee shop, and when we got engaged, we always dreamed about owning our own coffee shop someday. We just thought maybe that would be, I don't know, when we retire or later in life. So we kind of put that on the back burner. We continued school. And then we became more aware of just the anti-Catholic values of some of the larger coffee distributors. And it was at that time that we really dreamed about specifically a pro-life coffee business.
Our family have a huge Marian devotion, so we took the name Fiat Coffee. And then we've developed and named all of our roasts after significant Marian events or apparitions.
We were giving it out to friends and around our town and having them sample and give us critiques. And
yeah, then we really liked what we made.
Our business really, we're hoping that if it took off, it could allow Jordan to be home with our family more and involved with us more, because his job takes him away quite a bit. And so we were hoping that would give him more of a presence at home and teach our children work ethic.
Yeah, so with the desire to help in the pro-life world, but to also be there for our family. Mm-hmm. And as the business has grown, we've really seen a lot of light of what we think is going to come from it. Mm-hmm. And the ability to work together as a family, it's really unified our marriage. Mm-hmm. We do it together. And we'd like to kind of keep it as a family business. It's been great working together. Yeah. And I always ask, I'm not annoying you, am I? No, this is a dream.
The Meyers buy the beans in bulk from fair trade suppliers in Central and South America. Most evenings, Lindsay gets the kids in bed and Jordan starts roasting. They may get as much as 300 pounds roasted a night, 30 pounds at a time.
And what makes it specifically a pro-life business?
One, we donate 20% of our proceeds to pro-life causes. So we've chosen pregnancy centers in Wichita right now. And so every quarter we assess what our proceeds are and then we send them a check for that. And then I think the whole vision of what the business is going to be is how much it can bring us together in the sense of pro-life being more than what's out in the media, but of what is meant of a marriage and what's meant of a family.
You mentioned that you hope that this will bring Jordan here more often. Is the idea then that this could eventually also replace the practice?
We feel like currently, right now, if as the business grows, we might have an opportunity to not be maybe on call as much or be gone as much.
Can replace some income to help him stay home more. That's really a big driver.
This seems like a difficult decision for you to take a step out of that, but you're doing that for your family because it seems like the healthcare field needs voices like yours.
Yep. My work as a physician is very important. And being a pro-life doctor is very important. But if you read, too, in Humanae Vitae, it talks about being pro-life is helping nourish the life that you have. And so if, for example, I spent every waking hour and hours at night at the hospital, we didn't feel like that was, in a sense, a pro-life from the standpoint of something for our family. Mm-hmm. And so being wholly pro-life, we are fully pro-life in the sense of the dignity of life and marriage, but also the dignity of life and marriage between us and our children.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you so much, and cheers, Defia.
Cheers. Thank you.
20% of all of Fiat's coffee's proceeds go to pro-life causes. If you would like to support their mission, visit fiat-coffee.com. That's fiat-coffee.com. That does it for this edition of EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Be sure to like and follow us on our social media channels. You can find us at EWTN Pro-Life on X, Facebook, and Instagram. And sign up for our newsletter, The Pro-Life Pulse. EWTN.com/pro-life. Remember, life is a gift. Your life is a gift. God bless.